10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Morning. You alright? Me, yeah, I'm fine. Monday, Monday, another day, another dollar, another week, another dollar. Come on, wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey, the day's half over, let's go, let's go. You brought Adam bushy-tailed, ready to rock and roll? It's just 8:02 in the a.m. British Summer Time on Monday, the 17th of August, in the year of our Lord, 2026. The year's going quickly, isn't it? The older you get, the quicker years tick by, just boom, boom, boom. Swear to God, the last 10, 15 years even, it's just like, wait, what happened? Wait, whoa, 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 whoa. Crazy, crazy. All right. Halfway through August. Incredible. As always, I'm joined by my producer, Little Harry, nearly always. How are you this morning, good sir?
Morning, yeah, I'm all good.
You have a good weekend?
Yeah.
Fandabidozi. That was an enthusiastic, yeah, I like it. I like it. Bring in the energy. Let's go. Let's go. Let's get the week going. Right. That's quite enough faffing about, though, isn't it? Oh, a quick shout out to, who was it? Silvestri _ Grump, I think their name was. Sylvestrist _ Grump. They correctly predicted I'd be wearing maroon today. Spooky. Has he got me under surveillance? Has he got a secret cam in here somewhere? No, different people say nearly every colour, so someone's probably going to get it right. Okay, all right. Anyway, gold star to that man for correctly guessing maroon. I think it's more of a burgundy, really, but anyway. That's enough faffing about, isn't it? It's quite enough fannying about for one morning. Let's just get straight into it. Right, what have we got? It's still going on about the water and the heat. It's silly season, isn't it? There's not much news going on, like, in terms of real politics and Parliament. Parliament's not open and stuff, is there? Summer. Summer holidays. Little bit less news than usual, so they're still going on about it. Water cheek, like, what a cheek. Water cheek. And Queen Amy's Gold Rush, some athletics woman called Amy. Amy Hunt, I said Hunt, has won 4 gold medals apparently, so there's that. All right, should we get into it? The Metro. I heard something about Ariana Grande. I thought she was retiring from the public eye. And she's doing some sort of British tour. Maybe she's retiring from the public eye after that, or maybe it was all nonsense to sell tickets. Who knows? Who cares? More to the point. Right, surge pricing for bills. Water cheek. What a cheek. Surge pricing, i.e. when they've decided there's some sort of drought, they'll just charge you more. Huh. Okay. Okay, it's a bit cheeky, isn't it? Suddenly doing that. Like we've never had droughts before, whatever. Anger as government backs firms bid to make you pay more in a drought. They claim bills will fall, but it's penalising us all, says campaigner. Fergal Sharkey. Look, that's Fergal Sharkey these days. Anyone who might not know, he was, what was it, the Undertones, he said Deftones. The Undertones, very different, two very different bands. He was a singer in like the 70s and 80s. Irish dude. He's a water campaigner now. Or an environmentalist type dude, Fergal Sharkey. There you go. He invented himself after no one wants to listen to them do live music anymore. He's not wrong though on this, is he? Not wrong on this. It's a bit of a Mickey take, a bit of a cheek. Something to do with the Beatles and crossing the road at Abbey Road. Ugh. They're doing another remake. They're making another film about the Beatles. Couldn't even be bothered to read it. I actually went there once. Me and a group of friends one day, really bored. Like before, like probably mainly before the internet in the 90s or something. Or before the internet was good anyway. Like one Saturday, we're just bored out of our minds. Should we go to like West London? To that zebra crossing, still there to this day. Like walk across it, get someone else to stand in the road and take a picture of us. On the random day we did that, there were other people doing that. I think people do that all the time. I think people do that all the time. Bit of a cliche, isn't it? Anyway, worst ways, quite wholesome really, worst ways to spend a Saturday afternoon, isn't there? More degenerate ways than that. All right. Here we go. The Daily Star. What sloppy joes are they serving up? They're trying to make us wolf down this morning. What have we got here? All right. Fat cats will charge us even more in droughts. Fat cats. Water bloody cheek. So it's the same... It's the same headline. Are you telling me the Metro and the Star just completely independently came up on the same day? Came up with that? Or are they connected in some way? Are they communicate in some way? They're owners and editors in, you know, in communication. We're supposed to not notice. We're supposed to not notice. Is that the thing? They think we're stupid, don't they? The cabal of editors and owners. They think we're all stupid people and won't notice. PC Burnham allows the big drips. People that run these water companies, they're drips. They're big drips to surge price. Maybe a lot of money should be spent on our reservoir and the infrastructure, piping and things, so that we don't lose billions of tons a day. Wasn't there a story last week? 1 billion or 1.5 billion litres or gallons, I can't even remember, a day was lost. Maybe if that didn't happen. Why does nothing work properly anymore? We know why, don't we? Corruption, NDEI. Okay, the Times, the venerable Times. Steak and sauerkraut. I tried the MAGA diet. Don't care. What nonsense. Don't care. Okay. Bans on car washes and private pools loom in emergency plan. It's an emergency. Not our invasion. Not the number of rapes that go on in this country. That's not an emergency. Not the number of known militant Islamists in this country. Tens of thousands. Not that. That's not an emergency. That you might have, you might fill up a paddling pool in your garden. You might wash your car. That's an emergency. Got it. All right, there's this woman who won some medals. Not really interested in athletics. Disability claimants would swap cash for help. Half are open to less benefits in ministers' reform. Interesting story. Actually, Reform UK, Nigel's Reform UK, came out with some plans. I want those plans. saying that lots of disability claimants could, instead of being given just straight up money, could be given services and various things. And also the government talking along the same lines, it says. Yeah. That will just give, they'll give you less money, but you will get access to sort of some free meals or therapy in various things. It's all just talk, right? It's all just policy proposals. Okay. Boys and girls, get this. This is a shocker. This is a shocker. You would never believe what you're about to hear now. It has come straight out of left field. No one saw this coming. This is new information to the world. Ready? Boys and girls may just be different. Says exams expert. This week will be the GCSE results, wasn't it? Last week was A-levels. It's always like a week early, isn't it? A-levels come before the GCSEs. This week, later in this week, I don't know exactly which day, all the kiddiewinks, well, what, 16-year-olds, get their GCSE results. And it may well be, it just may well be. Can you imagine? This is crazy to me. I never knew. It may well be that boys and girls perform differently and have inherent differences in ability in what they sort of like and are interested in. Wow. Mind blown. Read all about it. Breaking news. All right. Apparently that's news to the Times. All right. The Tory graph, the Daily Tory graph, pure globalist slop at this point, Zionist slop at this point, anti-British, anti-Western, anti-white. If you work for the Telegraph, yeah, you think of yourself as based or anything like that, maybe think about what you're doing. Yeah, I'm talking to you, yeah. Maybe think about who you actually work for now. Still think of yourself as based? Yeah? Think about it. Think about it, boys. Okay, Russia's secret bases threaten NATO. Do they, or have they... They not already? Exclusive breaking story. Okay. Alliance within striking distance of the Kremlin's most advanced drones. Nothing profound has changed. It's something that's already been the case for a while now. For some reason, the Telegraph has decided just to dial up like the concern, the worry, the alarmism. It's just... Didn't Ukraine over the weekend, or was it Friday over the weekend, send its biggest drone strike deep into Russia? Even some components of those drones built by the Brits. It was like some massive fire in one of their warehouses. I heard it characterised, described as Russia's Amazon. You know, like a just out of town giant warehouse type situation, facility. That Ukrainian drones droned it and set it afire. And it was just a massive, massive blaze. Few people died, fair few people died. Okay, here they're saying that we need to worry about Russia's drones. Worry on both sides, isn't it? All right. There's this athletics woman as well, Amy. Queen Amy's Gold Rush. She's 1-4. She's kind of pretty, so they might make her like a poster girl. Who knows? Whether, like, after this athletics tournament is over, whether you'll never hear about her ever again. Where they'll decide to hound her wherever she goes. She goes to grab a coffee one morning, wearing like just tracksuit bottoms and Crocs without makeup. But Queen Amy isn't as pretty as everyone thought. She has a kiss and a cuddle with her boyfriend in a park. Queen Amy's new beau. Who knows? All right. PM minded to approve Jackdaw North Sea gas field. Just approve it. Are you mad? Why wouldn't you? It was mad not to. Jackdaw and the other one's Rosebank, isn't it? Is it called Rosebank? It says he's minded to at least the Jackdaw one, maybe not the other one. But he's minded to. Just make a decision. How isn't that day one? Like hour one? Day one, anyway. Yeah, sign off on that. Yes, of course, of course. That was a bizarre red Ed Miliband Kierbot 2.0 idea to not do that. Yeah, of course, green light, yes, yes, get on with it. Hurry. Oh, he's still thinking about it, he's minded to. I'm an art. Ugh, can't we have a leader, a real leader of men? Apparently not. Apparently they've been weeded out now by decades. By decades and decades of just like soy politics. End up with some, like, hall monitor freak cuckoo in the nest, like Rishi Sunak. Some robot nothing man who doesn't dream, like Keir Starmer. Some student activist moron weakling, no Sternum Burnham. Well done, brilliant, brilliant. Do not overuse emergency mobile alerts, official report warned. Yeah, At the weekend, texts were sent out to nearly everyone, wasn't they, saying, there's wildfires, it might not be anywhere near you. There's wildfires, be aware of wildfires. Yeah. Don't really want government updates sent to my phone, like against my will, to be perfectly honest, about basically anything. Maybe if there's like old Cold War thing, like a 3-minute warning or whatever it was, 4-minute warning, I can't remember. Russian nukes are inbound. Duck and cover. Like that, I wouldn't mind if the government knew ahead of time and could warn you, give you even a moment's notice. But just some completely general purpose warning about that wildfires exist in the world. What are you doing? Ugh, leave me alone. Hundreds of cells empty in new prison. Isn't this the whole reason why they're releasing actual terrorists and murderers and rapists and arsonists? Because they said there's no cells. Like at one point they were down to like half a dozen cells or something, or a dozen cells in the whole of the British prison estate. There's no cells left. That's why they're letting them out. Oh no. Our newest prison, a super prison, it's not that big. Our newest prison that can hold like 1,500 people, it only holds 1,100. There's just a few hundred cells there, if nothing else. So how many murderers and rapists and terrorists have you let out that could just be there? The reason is, they say, that they just couldn't get the staff. Can't recruit the staff. There's not enough staff. You ever have that on the train? Any of you out there use the train? And the trains are delayed or just cancelled? And the tannoy thing says, because of a lack of a driver. There's no driver available. So this train service is just cancelled now. The next one will be ridiculously packed. Because of that. There's no drivers. Just, again, it's just being mismanaged, isn't it? Just being mismanaged. Figure it out. Do a recruitment drive. Move people around a bit. Something. Something other than letting murderers and rapists and arsonists out onto our streets. Could you? Would you mind? BBC harassed my family, Trump claims. Don't know if that's true or not, but he's going through that big lawsuit, isn't he? With the BBC over their Panorama treatment of him on January 6th. They may well have harassed his family. I don't know though if that's true or not, so I have to wait to see. Tim Stanley, oh my God, what absolute cretinous take as milksop boy Tim Stanley got for us today. The right is as bad as Labour under Corbyn. Oh, shut up. You joke. You hand-picked shill. Ah, Tim Stanley. The personification of what's wrong with modern journalism. Just a hand-picked shill. Just his paymaster say, do an article, do a bit on this thing we're just about to tell you to do. The right is as bad as Labour under Corbyn. Isn't the Telegraph supposed to be right of centre? Isn't it? Wasn't it, usually, historically? Not anymore. Not anymore. Not now they've been bought out. Tim Stanley. Is anyone really waiting with bated breath on tenterhooks for what Tim Stanley thinks about anything? No. You'd have to be a moron yourself for that. I wonder what Tim Stanley thinks. I wonder what Tim Stanley's take on anything is ever. Investigate Arde media onslaught now, don't worry about it. Arde, maybe we'll talk about him later. He topped himself, didn't he? Oh well. The Daily Mail, the Mail Group. Pure slop, wearing the skin suit of being nativist or patriotic in some cases. No, they're not. There's that woman. Amy, is it Amy? Amy. Amy's fourth medal. But she's holding up four fingers. Well manicured nails. She won four gold medals now. Paedophile fireman used loophole to keep changing his identity. Calls to change law as Daily Mail exposes shocking case of pervert with 20 aliases. It's a story of some dude that was a firefighter, among other jobs. And yeah, he's a sex criminal on a number of levels. And how he's not just in prison for a very, very long time, I don't know. But every time he'd get caught, how often do you need to get caught and be released for being a sex criminal? Anyway, every time he'd get caught and then let out, and he's on some sort of register or whatever, he would just change his name, legally change his name. Problem solved, as far as he's concerned, I suppose. And he'd done it loads of times. Like, he had 20 aliases. He just moved somewhere else. Changed his name, legally. Anyway... Seems kind of obvious, doesn't it? If you sort of insisted you wanted to go back under the radar. Why? Apparently ministers are under pressure to change that loophole. So people like that can't do that. Yeah, good. Yeah. Yeah, definitely do that. Yeah. That would be better. All right, The Guardian. Ugh, what is that stank? That revolting... Oh, it smells like... rotting meat. Smells like something died. Has been dead for quite a while. Putrid. It's putrid. It's stinging my nostrils. What is that? Oh, it's The Guardian. That's what that is. Heidi Heyer. Something about Sue Pollard. Harry, do you know who Sue Pollard is or Heidi Heyer?
I don't know.
No, nor should you, because it's from a long, long time ago. Again, the people that run these papers are all boomers, aren't they? No disrespect. Go based boomers. If you find yourself a based boomer, they're usually dialed up to 11. So not all, hashtag not all boomers. Nonetheless, Sue Pollard. You can, if you're foreign, you might not know. There was a show, TV show, called Heidi Heyer on in like the 80s, the 1980s. Sue Pollard was in it as a younger woman. It was like, it's like that sort of 70s sitcom where it's like barely funny. I mean, it's all right, you can watch it, but it's like... Anyway, long time ago now. Long time ago. They've dragged Sue Pollard up from nowhere. Move on. Why have I even spent more than 1 second talking about Heidi Heyer and Sue Pollard? All right. Might say Heidi Heyer campers every morning. Start doing that. That was one of the catchphrases from it. Right. Boost special needs internship to tackle youth jobs, says Milburn, Alan Milburn. Is that the biggest worry, is it? That's top of the docket, is it? Jobs for special needs young people. Not the vastly bigger number of non-special needs young people that need jobs. Classic, isn't it? Turbocharged scheme to help young people into work, says top advisor. Adam Milburn. I mean, it's not that I particularly want to disadvantage special needs young people, but... Why turbocharge that? Don't you want to help the most number of people first? I mean, it's virtue signaling, isn't it? It's virtue signaling. Again, still. There's that athlete woman who won some medals. All right. Kiev sends huge waves of drones into Russia. There you go. Wasn't one of the other papers saying that Russian drones are like on the Telegraph, on the verge of attack. They've got giant Russian drone bases right on the border with Ukraine and it's a worry. But here, Kiev got a giant wave of drones into Russia. It's like, both. Royals face £10 million bill to insulate rentals. Because, what is it, the Duchy of Lancaster, the King, and Wills, Prince of Wales, William, Saxe, Coburg, Gotha, they've both got giant holdings and estates in their own right, haven't they? Isn't Wills worth over £1 billion? The King is worth hundreds and hundreds of millions, something like that. They own loads of other properties. Loads. All over the place. And they're like whole streets that the King owns somewhere or other. Anyway, they're largely rented out for money. The Crown, the household needs money, yo. Like the state handouts aren't enough for them. Like if they ever need anything renovated on Buckingham Palace or Sandringham, the state pays for it anyway. They haven't got a giant collection, private collections of gems and jewels and fine art. No, they need more. Saxe Coburg needs more. Never enough. Well, the law is they have to insulate their properties. It might cost them 10 million. Drop in the ocean. Again, isn't Wills worth over £1 billion or £1.5 billion or something? King worth 700 or 800 million, something like that. So 10 million, they can stretch to that. They'll probably end up just charging it to the public purse anyway. The Independent. Look at the state of this alarmism. Our burning world. The world is on fire. Our burning world. Calm down. Calm down. And look, a load of stats. £16.3 billion estimated cost of damage in Europe. Yeah, how many of those fires are set by humans deliberately, though? 9 out of 10, according to French authorities. Our burning world, .. due to arson. Maybe, yeah. 900-foot football pitches, size of single fire in Peak District. Is that much? Is it normal that there'll be wildfires in a hot, dry summer? Sounds a lot, but... 8,744 buildings destroyed in largest single blaze in Portugal. Again, have to ask, do we know if it's arson or not? 370 million acres consumed by fire this year, a landmass larger than France, Spain and Germany combined. That's across the whole world they're talking about there. So again, is that much? Because later they talk about Africa most affected. So they talk about the whole world there. Is that much? Is that usual? Like they say, oh, tens and tens of thousands of people have died of flu this year, or COVID, and or COVID. Tens of thousands of people have died of it. Yeah, is that normal though? That sounds like really bad, like it's a massive number, but isn't that just normal? Isn't that, wouldn't that happen every single year as a matter of course? There's no way to stop it. That's the same question here. 370 million acres. Yeah, is that normal? You can make out that it's the size of France, Spain and Germany combined. Yes, so? Tell me if it's truly abnormal or not. No, you don't do that. This whole thing is spin. This whole thing is alarmist spin. 46% of global blazes are in worst hit Africa. Oh, won't anyone think of the African wildfires? 1.5 million annual deaths linked to wildfire smoke inhalation. I don't question that. Sounds like... I said, I swear word there. Sounds like nonsense to me. Don't question that. Yeah. 1.5 million deaths. Doubt it. I doubt that. Okay. 80 countries with major wildfires. Interesting then that there's loads that aren't. There's over 200 countries in the world. Quite a few where there aren't. What's that mean anyway? Any country where there's like a large amount of really, really dry wood or tinder or grassland or whatever. Like, it's terrible. 80 countries. Usually it's 3, now it's 80. No, probably always the case, that. 1,017 fires in the UK. Again, sounds a lot, and it's obviously up. It's obviously up, it never used to be that high. How many of them are arson? I've got to keep asking that, though. 45 degree blistering temperatures in Europe. Yeah, pretty normal. Yeah, really hot places in Europe, like southern Spain or Malta or whatever. Sicily or something. The really hot bit of Greece, really hot bits, 45 degrees, yes. Just, the people that put this together and the senior people that signed off on it, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? Can you imagine one of the senior editors, someone else, the researchers or the writers or whatever coming to them, look, we've got all these stats. They're like, yeah, do that one. Yeah, do that one. Yeah, look, 46% of global blazes are in worst hit Africa. Yeah, put that on there. Put that on the front page. Is it the Independent's job? Is it really their job to do this? Is that what their remit is? Is that what their role as a media organ is? To just be alarmist about something. Just completely spin reality. Completely and utterly spin what is or isn't real. I'm saying these facts aren't true. I'm saying spinning it. Spinning it for a certain, to a certain narrative. Is that their job? Is that the Independent's job? Is it? Is now, apparently. The Express, it's a good paper. You can read your Express now. If you're a twat. Man arrested on suspicion of murder over dog bite death. Mildly interesting story, even though it's just one horrible killing. Apparently on a remote pathway, there were two men. One of them had an Alsatian dog. And one way or another, the dog bit one of the other men, the 55-year-old victim. Bit him, and he's died of it. I don't know whether it got his jugular or something. But they're saying it's not just like an accidental random dog attack. It was a murder. Like the guy deliberately murdered the other guy via dog. Murder by dog sort of thing. I think it only happened at the weekend. There's not much detail about it at the moment, but that'd be interesting, wouldn't it? That'd be a turn up for the books. One for Lieutenant Columbo. Oh, my dog accidentally bit a man. Did he, though? Or was it very, very deliberate? It's actually a Columbo episode where a guy's got two Doberman, isn't it? murder someone by via Doberman. What, I like Columbo. What? Tests and treatments that are unimaginable a decade ago, now within reach. We're entering a golden age for dementia research. Good. Oh, that's good news. Good news. There's no one in my family who's got dementia. I've not had any exact, any real direct dealings with that. But from everything I know, it's a terrible thing, isn't it? Dementia, terrible, terrible thing. For the person themselves, of course, and the family have to deal with it. So any and all advances on that front is just 100% welcome, right? No sarcasm, no shade thrown by me here, of course not. Yeah, good, excellent. There's the athletes again. Team UK, three quarters black. He calls it African. Team UK. Team GB. All right. The Eye Paper. Thousands of new homes set to be built as Rainer tears up rules on Greenbelt. Great. Great. Don't worry about Britain's Britain's sort of ecology and environment and our natural heritage. We need to build houses for mammalians. We need to build endless houses for our invaders. New housing developments near train stations are set to be fast-tracked in a major expansion of commuter villages and towns. Communities with at least four services per hour into a major urban area are being targeted for urgent development, the Eye Paper understands. Councils will have to approve proposals. Yeah, will have to approve proposals even if they are on Greenbelt land. Yeah. Or something of natural beauty, don't care. The invaders need a house. With areas in Cheshire and Buckinghamshire thought to be priorities. Leafy Buckinghamshire, the Peak District in Cheshire. Just build houses on it. Come on, we need to get to that like Coruscant-type situation where the whole of England is one massive urban sprawl. And have green spaces. Must have less green spaces because the invaders need homes. Housing Secretary Angela the Fridge Rayner, Big Bird, says the move will, quote, tackle the housing crisis and raise living standards in every corner of the country. How does that make sense? How is it raising living standards? What are you talking about, love? It's classic doublethink, isn't it? Double talk. Just the opposite of what they're saying. Less greenbelt land and more urban sprawl increases living standards. Does it? Does it, though? Just asking the question. Okay, the FT, the Financial Times. It's going to be another general election in Brazil. That Lula fella, socialist, who got in last time. We're allowed to question what happened in that election? Not sure. Is it one of those Joe Biden 2021s where if you say anything you've somehow fallen foul of YouTube T's and C's, which I haven't even spelled out properly. I guess I'll move on. I don't want to damage the channel. Guess I'll move on. Diamond, Jamie Diamond, head of JP Morgan, warns Healy not to raise bank taxes, the Federal Reserve taxes, or risk driving finance jobs away. Okay, it's so dull. So dull, even for me. Okay, what else we got? The Sun. Oh, there's a Charity Shield. Arsenal beat Man City 3-0. You guys don't care about sports ball, do you? First game of the season. The winner of the Premier League plays the winner of the FA Cup. Or the runner-up of the FA Cup, if it's the same team. So that's Arsenal versus City. Arsenal beat them 3-0. There you go. All right. I know you don't like it. Right. I'll move on. More soft touch UK fury. Henry Novak's killer, that Sikh guy, he thought of himself as some sort of holy warrior of Sikhism. Very, very proud of the particular faction that he's in, particular sect that he's in. Henry Novak's killer will be allowed prison to prison video chats with his jailbird mum, because look, his mum, his disgusting, freakish mum, is also in prison for aiding and abetting a murderer. Trying to hide the murder weapon. He's going to be allowed to do prison-to-prison video chats with her. This is human right, no doubt. Henry's grieving mum, however, can never speak to her son again, yeah. Won't anyone think of the perp, the human rights and the emotional stability of a murderer? Won't anyone think of that? That's our system now, isn't it? Call this justice, asks the son. Yeah, fair enough. It's not really a giant story, though, I would say, of everything that's going on in the whole world. It's obviously a cynical attempt to sell papers on the back of outrage, isn't it? All right, the Mirror. What absolute sloppy joes have they got for us? Something about the Bake Off, the new lineup for the Bake Off. Don't care. I could not care less. Horror attack probe. Murder by dog. Yeah, they went with that same story. An Alsatian killed a man, perhaps deliberately set on his victim. Owner in inverted commas. Owner of German Shepherd, arrested after 55-year-old man dies. Okay, all right. Well, that's it. That's increasingly absurd and infuriating. Absurd. Sometimes I make it sound like I'm saying absurd. I know it's absurd. And infuriating front pages in the British print media on Fleet Street. There you go. All right. Should we have a look at our poll? We usually have a look at our poll about this time of the show. What have we got today? I actually don't know what it is. I genuinely don't know what it is. Most mornings, nearly every morning, I say to Harry, make the poll this or that. Every now and again, Harry has an idea and we go with that. Today, I said to him, what I want you to do today, come up with a poll that's just like Zoomer coded, that like only really Zoomers would understand or get. And I'll riff off of that. Maybe not. A small amount of comedy might ensue. I don't know. So I really don't know what it's going to be. I'm deliberately not looking down right now. And when I read it out, it will be news to me. We'll see what he's gone with. Shall we see what he's gone with? All right, what have we got here? We asked you guys, who is the most brain-dead content creator? Oh. Yeah, and then it's a bunch of people I've never heard of. Well, actually, one of them I have, Mr. Beast. All right, Harry gave you the options of... How do you even pronounce that first one, Harry? Queso, never heard of Queso. I don't know Queso. iShowSpeed, I've heard of iShowSpeed. I've never watched any of his stuff. Other than perhaps an odd thing on Twitter comes across my timeline. But I know who he is. Kaya Senat? Yep. Never heard of him. Never, ever heard of him. He's probably got millions. Has he got millions of followers? Is he like a Snapchat, Insta type dude? I don't know. And Mr. Beast. I heard of Mr. Beast. I know Mr. Beast. I watched a little bit of Mr. Beast. All right. Before I ask Harry who these people are, the results. And again, the question was, who is the most brain dead content creator? Mr. Beast wins with 40%. iShowSpeed, 31%. Kaya Senat, 21%. And I guess winning it, in a sense, right, is the least brain dead. With 7%, is that Queso? Queso? Queso. All right. Who is Queso then? Who is that? Tell me a quick little bit what he does. I'm imagining he's like one of those island boys. I don't know why I've got that in my mind. He's like an island boy with like white guy with loads and loads of tattoos and dreadlocks, like face tattoos and stuff. I don't know why I'm thinking that. Oh, no, he's not that. Well, he's a neckbeard dude. Okay. And what does he actually do? Does he rant about stuff?
He just plays games. I think he's just...
He just plays games?
Yeah.
I've always thought that's kind of weak. When people, their whole online thing is, they play a game. They don't say anything of any value. They just play a game, and you watch them play a game. I've always thought that's super lame and weak. I watched a bit of... in the past, I've watched a fair bit of... who's the guy that wears the wraparound Ray-Bans and like a blue, a red.
Dr. Disrespect.
Yeah, Dr. Disrespect, yeah. Over the years, I've watched a fair few hours, maybe as much as 4 or 5 hours in total over years of Dr. Disrespect. At least he's a character, right? At least he says funny things and is of interest in and of himself. Oh, actually, I don't know. I've never watched one moment of Queso, so he might be. Is he good? Is he worth watching?
You know, he's like he just plays games. He's not really, it's not like a nothing sort of brain dead content creator.
But is like, does he say things that are funny and or interesting?
I think he blew up because he's sort of, he did, but he didn't really realize that what he's saying is funny. Like, people were more laughing at him rather
God. All right, pass. Isho Speed, I know a bit about Isho Speed. He's pretty brain dead, isn't he? He seems to me maybe clinically retarded. One of those people. It's obviously very, very, very low IQ, Isho Speed. And I've never heard him say anything interesting or particularly funny, ever. Even though I've probably only watched half an hour or an hour's worth of Isho Speed clips, again, over the years. Never seen him say anything good. Kai Cenat, never heard of this person. Get a picture of him up. What's his deal? What's he do? Okay. In fact, don't answer. Don't care. Mr. Beast. Now, Mr. Beast, yeah, he's done one or two good things. I've seen him say mildly interesting things from time to time. Again, not that I've watched much of his content. Again, probably about an hour or two, maybe, in total, over years of Mr. Beast. Seems like an all right dude, from what I gather. Right?
I mean, yeah.
Do you watch him? Do you watch Mr. Beast?
No, so I mean, I kind of... He's done some really horrendous things with the YouTube algorithm. Like, he's...
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's sort of like... made Gen Alpha really, really brain dead, so...
Oh, I didn't know that. Maybe I got the wrong end of the stick on Mr. Beast. Again, I've only ever seen a few clips. I thought he did, like, some okay things, like going to help out philanthropy.
Yeah. So he started off doing like a lot of that sort of stuff, and he still does give away quite a bit of money. But he sort of just hyper edits all of his stuff, and it's like a bunch of, it's like bordering on Hollywood level stuff. So it's sort of, yeah, it's sort of weird.
Okay, just having a quick look at our chat. People don't seem impressed by Mr. Beast. Maybe I got the wrong end of the stick. I haven't watched much of him, so okay. All right, interesting. It's a slightly different poll today. Slightly different type of poll. All right, there you go. A couple of new things I'd never heard of. Queso and Kai Cenat. I'm not going to spend a moment looking at anything they've ever created. Not interested. Okay, so have a quick look, a quick check-in on the price of crude. What's going on? All right, West Texas, just shy of $81 a barrel. Brent, just over $88 a barrel. Remarkable, really, isn't it? For everything that's gone on in the Persian Gulf, that's still the case. Really, really remarkable. Of course, it doesn't really translate to what we pay at the petrol pump for gasoline. Petrol, diesel, does it? Still remarkable. I mean, I saw over the weekend, Trump might have said it on Thursday or Friday, but I saw it over the weekend, that Trump did a speech somewhere and he said, he's going to turn the Straits of Hormuz into a US territory, effectively. Whether he really will or not is something else, but he said it. You would have thought stuff like that, just stuff like that, might have spiked the price a bit. No? I feel like a lot of the institutional investors, the big trading desks, they've factored in now that the Straits of Hormuz is sort of a more or less one way or another semi-cut-off choke point. And they've sort of factored that into their equations, their calculations. The countries that really, really relied on, like, natural gas out of Qatar and stuff. Some of the countries that really, really relied on crude, Iranian crude, Kuwaiti crude, Bahraini crude. They've made other arrangements now. You don't hear about it much in the news, do you? Like South Korea or Indonesia. They've got like a two-day week because all their factories are on hold because they can't get crude. You don't hear about that, do you? Interesting. I wonder if it's the case. Someone's done any sort of deep dive on it. Send me a video. Be interested to know. Okay. What else have we got? What other stories have we got? What time is it? Oh, it's already 8:45. We'll do a quick look at some of the other stories on the main website. See what we got. See what we got. Oh, yeah, this was mildly interesting to me. Trump says US to reduce military drills with South Korea after it stayed out of Iran war. Oof, the Donald was truly butthurt, wasn't he? That everyone that rebuffed him over his war, his and Mr. Netanyahu's war in Iran. He said, I've got a good relationship with, a very good relationship with Kim Jong-un. This disgusting communist throwback. This revolting pig. Dude, what are you doing? Donald. Look, I'll defend you when you do stuff I like. Right? Like the Southern Wall or the Southern Border Wall or whatever. Or stopping child mutilation by the stroke of a pen your first day in office. Things like that. Stopping biological men from competing in women's sports. When you do stuff I like, I'll say it. When you do stuff I don't like, I'm going to say it. Why are you doing that? Oh, I hate Kim Jong-un. I think it's like, it's absolutely revolting to me. Talk about real repression. Leftists and globalists or whatever, traitors, people guilty of sedition in the West, often talk about repression, oppression, don't they? The oppressed minorities in the West. You want to talk about real oppression? Have a look at North Korea. This is a disgusting freak of a man. But the Donald's got a really good relationship with him. And he wants to sort of punish South Korea, effectively, for not just jumping. What was South Korea really going to do anyway? Well, like send one frigate or something? That wasn't even necessary. Good one, Donald. Ugh, gross. Oh, Hayden Panettiere. I don't know how you pronounce that properly. Panettiere? Hayden Panettiere? You probably know her. She's an actress, right? When she got one of the Klitschko's. Is that right? Is that one of the Klitschko's? Went out with him or was married to him for a while. She's died. She's only 36. It's just, it was breaking news this morning when I woke up. Don't know if it was like, she struggled with a disease or whether it was sort of a self-inflicted end or what? No idea. Or if it was an accident, no idea. But she's gone at 36. Okay. There's that pedo fireman who kept changing his identity. Okay. The death of Jason Arday is a terrible tragedy. It must not now be used to wage a culture war. We saw that over the weekend, didn't they? Arday. There's a quick few words about Arday. That Oxford professor who was just a Walter Mitty, just a confidence trickster, really. Just a habitual liar. Said he did loads of things, didn't he? Like he had book deals he didn't. He got degrees from universities that he didn't. He ran loads of marathons that he didn't. Plagiarised massive chunks of his PhD. And on and on and on. I think we did a story on Breakfast with Bo, didn't we, the other day, that he said he was in 7-Up. Just endless lies. Apparently his lectures were just nonsense as well. But the out-group fetishising weirdo lefties at Cambridge University decided he was the best in the world at the type of research he did. And then when he was outed and shown his narcissistic second life was shown to be nonsense, he topped himself. Somehow, many people are trying to argue that the main problem in all of that, the main problem, the ones to blame, if there's any blame to be apportioned outside of Arday himself, is the people that exposed his lies. No. Nope. The people that exposed his lies did nothing wrong. He put himself in that situation. He decided to lie loads, spectacularly. And then he decided to kill himself. Some blame should be apportioned to the Cambridge people that put him on a pedestal, almost setting him up for failure, really. Treating him as some sort of DEI pet. Oh, look, we found a black man that we can promote way above his abilities. Don't worry about if he's a Walter Mitty or not. Yes, look, here's our token black man who's a professor now at Cambridge. Isn't he a good boy? Like a little toy. Treating him like a little toy thing. Well, now he's dead. Well done. The people that exposed, particularly the guy, I can't remember his name, the guy that first exposed his plagiarism, he's done nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. Get this. Eritrean man, 33, dragged pensioner along fence and behind church, then raped him. Right. I mean, what? oh, what are we doing? What? How is this? I don't really want any Eritreans in my country. Or Sudanese or Somalis. What kind of monster is that? A pensioner, an old man. He dragged an old man into a churchyard and raped him. What? What? That's just a tiny little story. Just get memory hold after today. Or in a few hours, that'll be memory hold. No one will remember. Nobody will talk about that. What an unspeakable, sickening, isn't it? Isn't it just sickening? Anne Wilson's got an opinion piece. I've got to say I do agree with it. She says Banksy, aka Robin Gunningham. See, we sort of know who he is, basically. Robin Gunningham. Yeah, some sort of libtard Bristol dude. Is a privately educated lefty stooge. This is Anne Wilson's words, not mine. Is a privately educated lefty stooge whose ugly, worthless art is hastening the collapse of the West. Yeah, sounds about right, yeah. Sounds about right. Sorry, not Anne Wilson, sorry, it's A.N. Wilson, sorry. A.N. Wilson. Not Anne Wilson. A.N. Wilson. Yeah, sounds about right. Sounds about right. Yeah, don't disagree. All right. What else have we got? Oh, quick word about Tupac Shakur. Perhaps oddly, you might think where my wheelhouse is history, particularly ancient history. That's my thing first and foremost. That's what my undergrad was in. That's what I've spent most of my life, adult life, reading about. If I could say I'm an expert, even just a sort of an armchair level expert on anything, it's the ancient world, ancient Mediterranean world. So perhaps you might not think, but I'm fascinated by the life and particularly the death of Tupac Shakur and Biggie Smalls and that whole thing. Because it sort of happened in the early 90s when I was young and I remember it. And later in my teenage years or in my 20s, I went back to it. Like, what actually happened there? I remember that. What actually happened? What are the events exactly? You know, with a bit of a historian's hat on. What really happened? And whose account can you believe and not? And all that sort of thing. In fact, I've been considering the whole time I've been at Lotusseaters, 5 years more, that I might do a sort of a light-hearted, in inverted commas, light-hearted epochs, all about the murders of Biggie Small and Tupac Shakur. Whether they're connected or not. For some reason, it's just one of those things, right? You know, when you're a history fan, history nerd, sometimes you're interested in some little corner of history that no one else is particularly interested in, or it's completely outside your usual field of interest. For some reason, I've always been interested in the murder of Tupac Shakur. Because basically, we know who did it, right? Well, we do know who did it, really. But they were never convicted. I mean, they're dead now, themselves. They were gangbangers. They were gangsters. They themselves were gunned down and killed in like the 90s or whatever. We basically know who did it. But a guy's going on trial. Keefe D now is on trial. Apparently Tupac was killed in a drive-by in Las Vegas. And one of the people that was in the car, perhaps even supplied the guns, didn't pull the trigger but was in the car. And was like the head of the gang, probably, that did it. I mean, that's what he's on trial for now. Keefe D. That guy. He's on trial for it now. Why only now? Interesting, good question. What I'll do is when there's the verdict on this trial, I'll do 5-10 minutes on it. Talking about it. Maybe more. Might get a quarter of an hour out of me. On that. Like, Suge Knight is involved. He's in prison and he's serving a really long stretch. Suge Knight, that's an interesting story in life in and of itself, Suge Knight. Anyway, there you go. When the Tupac trial of Keefe D is concluded, I'll talk all about it in some detail. Tupac Shakur himself, incidentally, was a repeat criminal, including sex crime. He couldn't stop himself committing crimes. He was a douchebag. Okay. All right, let's just move on this day in history. Let's do that, because it's already 5-2. All right, you guys seem to like me doing this segment. I like doing this segment. On this day in history, down through the centuries, nay millennia, what happened of note? August the 17th, what have we got? Okay, on this day in 1903, Joseph Pulitzer donates $1 million, that's a lot of money in 1903, to Columbia University and begins the Pulitzer Prizes in the United States for journalism, basically. Like everything else these days, it's sort of wokeified. But until 10, 15, 20 years ago, very prestigious. For journalism, photojournalism, all sorts of things. The Pulitzer Prize. There you go. Like a lot of things, like even an Oscar or something these days, it's like, did you get it for just virtue signalling about globalism and anti-whiteism? Did you get one for that? Well done. Slow hand clap then. Slow, sarcastic hand clap for you then. You've got a Pulitzer these days. All right, on this day, 1945, Korea's divided into North and South Korea along the 38th parallel. Interesting, is it? It's directly after World War II. Straight away, basically. The Korean War doesn't kick off for a while, but it happens right away. It's interesting to note. The Soviets sending Kim Il-sung there. Apparently couldn't really even speak Korean. He was a Korean person, like, ethnically. But couldn't really even speak Korean. He was a Soviet creature. We spent so much time talking about that. Kim Il-sung and the Korean War. I will do an epoch about the Korean War at some point. I've watched a lot of MASH in my time. Mobile Army Surgical Hospital. Not just watching a plate of mashed potato. The TV show, MASH. Well, I like Columbo and MASH. Don't judge me. Okay, on this day in 1945, Sukarno, the first president of Indonesia, and Mohammed Hatta declare Indonesia, formerly the Dutch East Indies, independent from the Netherlands. Yeah, interesting to note, the Dutch didn't give them independence until, like, what, 1948 or 49 or something. But they declared it right away, again, straight after World War II. They've only just kicked the Japanese out. But they get independence from themselves, don't they, Indonesia, later in the 1940s. Sukarno becomes their first president. He's president for a long, long time, right? Into the 60s, isn't it? Anyway, all right. On this day, 1947, the Radcliffe Line is revealed, setting the border between Union of India and Dominion of Pakistan, both East and West Pakistan, because Bangladesh used to be called East Pakistan, didn't it? The Radcliffe Line, yeah, named after Cyril Radcliffe, first Viscount Radcliffe. Partition, the story of partition. We're like, oh, you're really insisting that the British Raj come to an end and you rule yourselves. Okay, we'll be magnanimous about that. Okay, we won't be like empires of old and cling on and have a war and everything. We'll back away slowly, like Homer disappearing into the hedge. Okay, if that's what you want, okay, fine. All right, then we'll do that. But you're not going to just massacre yourselves, are you? You're not just going to start killing each other, like, wholesale, along racial, religious and ethnic lines, are you? And along tribal lines. You're not just going to do that. You are just doing that. Okay. Okay. Are the revisionist history books going to say we're responsible for that? All right. On this day in 1998, Monica Lewinsky, she was quite a pretty woman, wasn't she, Monica Lewinsky, in the 90s, early 90s, late 90s. Monica Lewinsky, the Monica Lewinsky scandal, US President Bill Clinton admits in taped testimony that he had a, quote, improper physical relationship, quote, with the intern, and on the same day admits before the nation he misled people about the relationship. And the quote there, they've got there, this website's up there. Famous quote by Bill Clinton, that he said on TV, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Well, you did though, didn't you? Depends what you characterise as sexual relations. This is supposed to be kiddie friendly, this show, so I can't go into any real detail. Or if I do, I have to be very careful with the words I use. How should we say it? There's full blown, like, fourth base, isn't there? And Bill Clinton's definition of sexual relations is anything short of that doesn't count. It's not sexual relations unless it's the full-blown fourth base type thing. Yeah, okay, Bill. Yeah, okay. Everyone else in the world would say, yeah, you did all sorts of sexual relations with her in the Oval Office sometimes, including a cigar at some point. Gross. Quite often what it comes down to, though, in cases of sexual harassment or any sort of thing like that, quite often it will boil down to a he said, she said situation. There's no evidence. It's just the man says he didn't do anything. The woman says he did. And it's just up to everyone else to decide who they believe. And you've got a great deal of power and authority as President of the United States, haven't you? Most people are likely to give you the benefit of the doubt, especially when you're Bill Clinton in the 90s. Most people really liked him. It was like thought of as a good president. There was evidence. But there was physical evidence, which had Bill banged to rights. Monica Lewinsky had saved a dress, a blue dress, which had evidence on it. It had DNA evidence on it. So Bill was banged to rights. Anyway, moving on, because we can't really talk about that on a kiddie-friendly show. Shouldn't even have said that much, really, should I? But, okay, people who might not know. Like, have you ever heard of the Monica Lewinsky scandal, Harry?
I have, yeah.
Oh, you have? Oh, you do know that one?
Yeah.
Do you know any of the details that I was talking about there, or was that new?
I know some of them.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Okay. All right, let's have a look at our Rumble Rants and Super Chats then. It's about that time of the show, isn't it? We do our Rumble Rants first here on The Bo Show, Breakfast with Bo. Don't you forget about me. Oh, remember to hit the like, do the thumbs up, double fan dabby dozy thumbs up. Make sure you're subbed to the channel. Get the bell on. Yeah? Doesn't cost anything. Appreciate it. Cheers. All right, is Global Church History in at number one? Yes, he is. And still reigning. Defending. Global Church History says, right, today in 1424, the English defeated the Scots, French, and Milanese near Verneuil-sur-Arve. The Hundred Years' War. That'll be just after Henry V is dead. A couple years after. 3 years after. I think I've got long-form content all about that on my History Themed channel, History Themed show, Bodade's Epochs Behind the Paywall on LotusEaters.com. Do consider signing up for as little as £5 a month, bronze tier membership. Do you think I've got long-form content all about that? Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's all there. Well, would it be Bedford then, wouldn't it? Harry, King Harry. Harry the King. Is dead by that point of dysentery. So Bedford, his little brother, the Duke of Bedford, is basically regent in France. Kind of military governor, depends how you want to characterise it. Still smashing up the French. It was almost like a second Agincourt, Verneuil. Smashing up again. Did you say the Scots were there? Oh, yeah. Thanks for that, Scotland. Yeah, cheers. Yeah, the Auld Alliance. The Scots and the French teaming up over centuries. Whenever they think it's to their advantage to try and team up against England, they would. Yeah, to the point we're sending armies to each other to try and fight the English. Oh, yeah. Thanks for that, Scotland. Well done. Good job. Well, we'll smash them up something fierce as well, then. Yeah. Okay, all right. And the second factoid you've got here is, you say, Global Church History, first name Global, middle name Church, surname History, says, in this year, 1633... Tomonaga Goroboye and Kuroboye Migaru die after hanging over a fetid pit for 50 hours for preaching. I don't know anything about that. You've out-history broed me there, bro. Well done. Kudos. I like it. I don't know about that in any detail. I know about Japan's sort of isolationism and at least at first in like the early 17th century. Like, you're not allowed, no one, you can't just turn up. I mean, into the 19th century, as a foreigner, unless you're allowed, specifically allowed, and only allowed a tiny number, if you just turn up in Japan, no, that's death. You're not allowed to do that. They're a closed country. Preaching a foreign religion, I guess, because of knowing global church history, it was Christian. I guess these two Japanese people were... I'm guessing they're Japanese. They sound very Japanese name. Is it Korean? It must be Japanese. They sound very Japanese names. Anyway. Just turning up and starting preaching Christianity. Not allowed. And they were executed by being hung over a fetid pit for 50 hours. Ooh, that's a bad way to go, isn't it? Wouldn't you die of suspension trauma long before 50 hours? Anyway, maybe they let him down briefly to get the circulation going. Get your breath back. That sounds like a horrible, horrible death. Alright, Pigdog5150, the next two are him. Let's read what he says. You put, leaky pipes, an acre of wheat might be hard to visualise. For a professional league football pitch, 20,000 to 23,000 litres in a single day. A drier week will require 150,000 plus litres. For a day, for a single day. I guess 1 litre isn't that much in the scheme of things, is it? But when you start talking about tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of litres, seems crazy to me. I'm not saying you're wrong, though. I'm not saying at all you're wrong. It just sounds a lot to me. I'm the furthest thing from a farmer, though. Grew up in suburbia, basically. City boy, basically. Then did classical civilizations at uni. Then worked for asset management firms and banks. Not a country boy. I'm not a farmer. Don't know anything about that stuff. Seems a lot, though. Crazy amount. Okay, and the other thing is, Pigdog again says, bit behind on Lotus Eaters Daily, catching up yesterday, episode 1481, the Stelios jokingly saying of Jason Arday, I'm sure we'll from him again. Is that a typo? I'm sure we'll from him again. Was that maybe you're supposed to put, I'm sure we'll hear from him again? You've just typed, I'm sure we'll from him again. Credits roll with Curb Your Enthusiasm music. Dark humour. I suppose you're supposed to be, I'm sure we'll hear from him again. I didn't see that with Stelios. Yeah, people were making jokes pretty quick, weren't they? I even see Julia Fartley Pua. I see her make like a bad taste comment about it. I saw loads of people on Twitter say he probably plagiarised his own suicide note or something. ChatGPT'd his own suicide note or something, I don't know. I wasn't interested in the story from start to finish. Don't care. Really don't. What about that little 9-year-old white boy that was bullied into suicide for racism? What about him? We'll talk about him? There'll be an inquiry into him? A statue to him? A GoFundMe for his family? Nah. Nah. 14 Barber. Morning, mate. All right? Yeah, I'm all right, thanks. How are you? All good, I hope. Andy Burnham has offered Cornwall an independence vote. Has he? Is that real? Am I going to go on to read this a joke, something about Eamon Holmes? He's offered them an independence vote. I'm sure, I doubt it. I haven't heard that. I'm sure he meant via a mayor, but maybe we have a shot at making ourselves a libertarian dream. Unlikely, I know, but... Oh, that's it, but... Dot, dot, dot. Okay. Yeah, because I'm Cornish, basically. Born and raised in the southeast of England, but on my DNA... It's like roughly 90% British and a little bit of other Northwestern European. But of the Britishness, I was like 60% or more Cornish. So if I'm one thing the most, it's a Cornish. Who knew? I've only been there once on holiday. Went to Perranporth in 1999 for the eclipse. Lovely. Love Cornwall. So now I'm a Cornishman. I know they take the... They take their independence thing really serious. Well, some of them do anyway. Super serial. I mean, really, really serious. Of more than you might think, serious. Well, Tim Barber, are you Cornish? Because you say we. Maybe we have a shot of making ourselves. Are you Cornish? Huh. I personally. Don't get me for this, pro Cornish independence people. I'm one of you. I'm one of you. Personally, I'd like to see England remain, at least England. I mean, I'm a unionist. I'd like to see Britain stay British. But even if it didn't, I mean, okay. I'm for England first and foremost. Graham Moore, before Graham Moore has a problem with me, I am for England first and foremost. Yes, 100%. England should come first in the Union by a long, long, long chalk. I would like England to stay as one thing. I wouldn't like to sort of break off bits, even Cornwall, and give them independence. England. Okay, there you go. Andy Burnham has offered them an independence vote, or maybe it's just about a mayoral jurisdiction, not full sovereignty. Don't know. I have to look that up. I haven't seen anything about that in the news cycle this morning so far. Okay, Fallen Firebird says, the Sikh murderer is a great example of what you said on our invaders being dumb, craven scumbo. Yeah. This absolute coward attacked a tipsy, tired man after a night out. Oh yes, what a brave warrior. Yeah. Yeah. Found someone that was weak and vulnerable and just murdered him. Yeah. Dumb, craven scum, you characterise that as. Despicable. Mad, really. Mad. Okay, and the last rumble rant for today is Pig Dog again, who says, 99% of UK wildfires are started by humans. I don't know the exact number, but that's what you're saying. Half this year are arson. I looked this up last week. Three recorded accounts ever in the UK from lightning strikes, of which two of those refer to the same fire. I don't know the exact numbers, but I can believe that, or at least something close to that. It feels like, to me, a lot of them are arson. And if we believe the French authorities this summer, at least 9 out of 10 of them were there. So why wouldn't the trend be the same here? All right, that's the last one, Brent. Let's have a look at our YouTube Super Chats. Harry, you have to do that for me, if you don't mind. Did you make it so? And engage. There they are. Thank you very much. We've got about a dozen or so. Let's start reading them. We've got someone new in. Oh, someone new in at number one. It's someone calling Feeling Clumsy. 6968. Maybe you've done Super Chat before. You know, you're not usually in first. Feeling Clumsy says, Scarborough has been flooded with holidaymakers from the exotic islands of Birmingham and Bradistan. Used to be Brits here in the summer, now it's 50-50. Yeah. The demographic change in this country is frightening. To be fair, truly frightening. Every town and village, nearly every town and village, let alone big city you go to, it's like, where are all the indigenous native people gone? Why does it seem like I'm in North Africa or the Near East or the subcontinent? What's going on? Where are all these people come from? No one asked for this. No one wanted this. Other than insane, traitorous scumbags, globalists. They wanted it, of course. The normal people of Britain didn't want this. Absolutely didn't want it. Whenever they were given the tiniest squeak of an opportunity to voice their opinion, they said they didn't want it. Tatum2733 said, honest question. Oh, is this going to be something? What would have to happen in the upcoming years for you to think climate change is real? Like how much heat or grid failure, etc.? Well, no. Global warming may well be real, that the temperatures are going up 1 or 2 degrees on average across the whole world. Is that due to man-made CO2? Does that drive that? I think Tatum's asked me questions about this before, but it's the argument that it's man-made CO2 that drives climate change. It may well be, I think it is, that global temperatures are inching up ever so slightly. Okay. Yeah, the Earth's climate will always be in flux. It will always be in flux. What would it take? Do you not get it? It's the man-made CO2, the burning of fossil fuels, that drives that. That's what I think is a liar. a lie, a hoax, if you like, Mr. Trump would describe it as. All right. Okay. Rodney, that's their name, @Rod_Knee, says, a bottle of whiskey makes this video both better and worse at the same time. I salute you, Bo. Oh, well, thank you very much. And it's New Zealand dollars, so I guess it's, was it in the middle of the night there or late in the evening there? A bottle of whiskey. Is there any drinking games? Breakfast with Bo drinking games? Every time I say filth or something, you've got to have a... Someone should make one up. If you had a wee dram every time I said filth, though, you'd be sloshed in like 4 minutes flat. Okay, the next one is also Rodney. He says, I was in intermediate school at the height of the Cold War. The three minute warning was indeed real for us. Watch QED, A Guide to Armageddon, and Threads. I've seen both those things. Yeah, I've seen both those things. Threads, the film Threads, I've watched a number of times, 3 or 4 times. Last time, not that long ago, 2 or 3 years ago. Yeah, like unrelentingly dark, isn't it? Yeah, I've read and watched loads about the Cold War. Threads is good. I mean, good. It's super dark. And the first half of the film is very slow, but it's worth a watch. It's absolutely worth a watch. Just gets more and more relentlessly dark because the initial strike of a nuclear weapon is just the beginning of the horror, isn't it? That's just the beginning. The people that are annihilated or burnt to death or horribly burnt in that initial blast, that's the tip of the iceberg. Tip of the iceberg. Yeah, I know three minute warning was a real thing. Yeah, duck and cover. Yeah, civil defence, that's what they called it. Civil defence. The Russians, which it would have been, wouldn't it? The Soviets, rather, sorry. The Soviets had nuked this island. Got to duck and cover. Get used to all the rules surrounding civil defence. Get a door and lean it against a wall in your house and climb in there. But don't think too much about the fallout. Don't think too much about that. Don't think too much about how when there's a systems collapse of infrastructure, how you defend yourself and feed yourself and get clean water. Don't think too much about the real realities of sort of a fairly slow radiation poisoning. Don't think too much about that. It's too horrific. Okay. Next one. Oh, next two are also Rodney, so I'll read those out. It says, I'm Gen X and get called a boomer whenever a youngster wants to blame others for their own bad decisions. Yeah. It's funny the word boomer, isn't it, that it gets used for. It's almost shorthand for any sort of ineptitude. Like, you know, when someone clicks on the wrong thing or just makes some sort of very tiny technical mistake. It's like, you've boomered it. Stop being a boomer. That was a boomer moment. It's not really fair. And as I say, I stick up for based boomers. Because when you find a real based boomer, and there's a lot of them, to be fair. Anyway, I don't know. Baby boom. When men came back from World War II, a lot of them had children at that point, straight after World War II. Those few years after World War II, they're baby boomers. Boomers. They're people that are old now, what, in their 70s, 80s even. So to be a real boomer, a true boomer, you have to be reasonably old. But now it's just almost shorthand for anyone who's not a zoomer almost, isn't it? Yeah, I'm Gen X. I'm not even Gen X. I'm sort of the youngest Gen X you can be, or really the oldest millennial it's possible to be. And yeah, I get called a boomer sometimes. Poor based boomers. # pray for the based boomers. That's what I say. Okay. And the last one here from Rodney says, millions must go. Note YouTube forced me to reword this. Yeah. YouTube, like comments and super chats and stuff. They're one of the most censorious things out there, it seems to me. That you go to type something and it just says, no, you can't do that. Like there's an automatic, no, you can't say that. Yeah. It's really quite censorious. Yeah. Aim higher, vote low. Millions must go from Zoomers to Boomers. Aim higher, vote Bo. In Swindon South. MQSSS says, on the lighter side, I wouldn't mind a bowhead China pet in the merch shop. In the merch shop. Chia set? Oh, maybe that's a typo. You meant China. Okay. A bowhead China pet in the merch shop. I keep reading that and it's not making tons more sense. I thought I'd misread it, but that is... Chia... Is that supposed to be China pet or is Chia pet a thing? How is Chia pet a thing?
Yeah, so Chia pet is like you put the seeds on the thing and it grows. Hang on, let me.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so sorry, it's not a typo. Chia pet is a thing. I'm just not aware of what that is. Yeah, Harry. Harry's going to Google for me. I'm going to learn something new. I'm a bit of a boomer moment there. Don't even know what a Chia pet is. I've heard of it. Chia pet. Yeah, bring up images for me. Oh, one of those. Okay, there's a Bob Ross one, that's cool. A bowhead one of those. Yeah, I'd like that. That'd be cool. Oh, okay, that's what they're called. I didn't know that's what they were called. Okay. Or like a plasticine one. You put plasticine in a hollow bowhead and then like push something up from the bottom and all the hair sprouts out. Harry laughed at that. All right. Field Marshal Dawn Browning, hi, how are you, madam? You don't say anything, just gives $10 and a rhino in a sort of a wheelie chair thing, like an office chair with wheels on it as a big emoji. Thanks, love, appreciate that. Really do appreciate it. Thank you very much. The Field Marshal there. Lovely stuff. All right, we've got Carmichael Cookie Dough Foot Job. That's what they've decided to call themselves. And they've written... will you guys have another live event this November, December? I would love to attend. Also, have you ever had someone cover you as host? I can only imagine Cole's face at having to say my name. Yeah, well, one time, Dan Tubb, yeah. I was up, it was something to do with Restore, wasn't it? Was it the Makerfield? Yeah, it was Makerfield. I stayed overnight up in Makerfield. I was travelling back super early that morning. So Dan Tubb covered me. Don't you remember it? He had a very, very clever disguise. He got a bald cap and pretended to be me. In all honesty, it was quite funny. It was quite amusing. So yeah, one time. And to let you guys know as well, the Gross Band, The Chosen Few, my band of brothers and sisters, to let you know, I will be going on holiday probably towards the end of September, maybe even into October at some point for a week. Maybe 10 days, something like that. I've sort of got to. P-A-Y-E. You have to take holiday. A chunk of it as well at one point. So at some point later in the year, I am going to go on holiday. And at the moment, it's up in the air whether there just won't be a bow show for that time or whether we'll get someone else in. Big Harry and Dan Tubb are sort of the obvious choices, I would have thought. But anyone could do it if they want to. I don't know. That's yet to be decided. But again, I warned you about that early in the year, didn't I? It is going to happen. And what's the other thing you said? Is there another live event? No, well, no, not. It's all up to Carl. And as I understand it, he wants to do more, but there's no immediate plans. There almost certainly will be, I would have thought, more live shows, but not anytime soon. There's nothing in the pipeline. So November, December, almost certainly not. Sorry about that. Okay. They're actually a load of work. Actually, it's not... It's not straightforward to make that happen. It's a fair bit of work. Okay. James Lee Pevenhall says, 1891, the greatest step forward for women's liberation was patented. The automobile starter motor. Second place goes to the safety bicycle. Is that where before 1891 you had to go around the front like chitty chitty bang bang and like drive a crank? And you actually needed a little bit of muscle, a little bit of welly. It wasn't ideal for women. Now you could just press a button. Is that what you're referring to? Okay, all right. CG Mam 9823 says, Indians are among Britain's biggest employers. Have you said this more than once now? Our auto steel and battery production is decided in Mumbai. The JLR's cyber attack nearly crippled the Midlands. Why don't your geopolitics experts cover this? I don't know. Well, like Firaz should talk about it. I mean, we know that, like Tata Steel and stuff. We do know. Yeah. Okay. All right. Still, reasonable point. Not throwing shade at you for being like that. Yeah, we know. I don't mean it like that. I mean, it's a good point. It should be talked about more. You're right. Maybe I'll say to... In fact, I'll say to Firas, if he's in today, I'll say, talk about India. Do one about India. Yeah, all right. Tatum2733 says, like plus 3C global, I think that's my life. Agree? Harry, do you know what that's going on about? Does that make sense to you? Like plus 3C global.
No clue. Let me...
Oh, do you mean... I don't know why you put like, but... Oh, Tatum, you're the one also that was talking about what would it take for me to believe in climate change or something. Yeah, okay, so plus 3 degrees in heat global. I think that's in my life. Agree? I don't know, maybe is it as much as that? I thought it was a little less than that. But it's in that ballpark, isn't it? Yeah. Does man-made CO2 drive that, though? That's what I'm asking. All right, and the penultimate one here from Carmichael Cookie Dough Footjob. That's their name, @Carmichael_CookieDough_Footjob. Says, the argument about the greenhouse effect is not that warming wouldn't happen without man-made CO2, but that the current rapid rate of increase is man-made and is too fast to be absorbed without adverse effects. Yeah, I get the argument. Yeah, and I'm saying it's nonsense. Yeah, I understand the argument they make, and I don't buy it. Between 200 and perhaps as much as 275 parts per million of the 400 to 475 odd watt parts per million of CO2 in the atmosphere. Yeah, I don't buy it. The rapid rate of increase is due to that. Is it? Yeah, I get the argument. Sorry, Carmichael Cookie Dough Footjob. Didn't mean to be aggy with you there either. It's like, yeah, I get the argument. No, I don't mean it like that. I'm just saying. Got to strike the right tone with the glorious band, The Chosen Few, my band of brothers. And sisters, the best people on earth, watching the Bow Show live, impeccable taste, if nothing else. James Lee Pevenhall says, CO2 increase effect, my lawn needs cutting more. Right, I mean, yeah, you look back through geological time, the amount of CO2 we've had in the atmosphere, orders of magnitude high. If anything, we're at some sort of crazy all-time low for CO2 in the atmosphere. We've had orders of magnitude higher CO2 levels in the atmosphere and a snowball Earth situation. Well, that's the last one. That's the show for this morning. It's now 28 minutes past 9 in the AM, British Summer Time, on Monday the 17th of August in the year of our Lord, 2026. Don't say I'm not generous. It's got 50% extra show. It's supposed to be a 1-hour show. Got 50% extra there for free. That's my pleasure. Thank you for joining me. Without you guys, it's not a thing. Try and make the best of the day ahead. You know, carpe diem. Seize the day if you can. If you're at liberty to use the time how you see fit, try and do something valuable with it. I don't want to be too preachy about it. You do you. Do whatever you want to do. But just be aware. Your days on this earth are finite. It's probably later than you think. You haven't got endless days on this earth. Do try and make them count if you can. All right then, with that said... Until tomorrow morning, take care.
About Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Casino.